uhlelo lwezindaba
Hello Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. I am your host, Tabaka Ngobe. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the closure of several formal businesses with the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries saying, I quote, this is a direct consequence of the prevailing turbulent economic environment that has consistently failed to support formalized sector players. But first, Israel forces invaded Syria on the day the regime of Bashar al-Assad fell in December and remain in areas surrounding the occupied Golan Heights. Villages, towns and cities in southern Syria have been under control of Israel forces for more than a month, and local people now fear Israeli troops have come to stay. Jan Boschert reports from the city Al-Bath in an area of Syria bordering the Golan Heights.
The children have stopped coming to play at this amusement park in Al-Ba'af, the capital of Syria's Al-Hunayra province, which borders the Golan Heights, a region of Syria seized by Israel more than a half a century ago. On the same December day Bashar al-Assad's regime fell, Israeli forces entered the city. Now, a Merkava tank sits just a few hundred meters from these empty swings. Israeli forces have taken control of the area designated as a buffer zone within Syrian territory, established under the 1974 armistice that ended the war between the two countries. Tanks, soldiers, military checkpoints and outposts now occupy this zone, which is officially under UN control.
Nothing is stopping the Israelis from entering the city. They are violating the 1974 agreements, and their tanks have even reached the municipality building.
Sleiman explains that most of the villages around Al-Ba'af were occupied by Israeli forces on December 8th. They began searching homes and public buildings for weapons. Israel says the occupation is temporary, but residents fear it may not be. Many of those living in this area were originally displaced from the Golan Heights, occupied by Israel during the Six-Day War in 1967 and since annexed.
I don't believe this is about weapons. There is a broader, long-term goal. They want to occupy more land. The Golan is rich in water resources and fertile soil, and they are greedy to have it.
Those who have tried to protest the occupation say Israeli forces have responded with violence. At least one person has been shot, and many claim they've been beaten or arrested. VOA reached out to Israel Defense Forces officials for comment on the accusations, but did not receive an immediate response. Mohamed Faya, a lawyer in Al-Bath, says he was arrested and assaulted by Israeli soldiers while visiting a nearby village with a French journalist a few weeks ago.
They knocked me down with a rifle. I was blindfolded and handcuffed, unable to resist. They kept telling civilians we would be released soon. The arrest happened in front of children and other civilians.
The Israeli government says it plans to maintain what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls a temporary defense position, and says it will keep its forces in Syria until a new permanent Syrian government is established. Syria's transitional government wants Israeli forces out. Their calls have been echoed by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who has also called for Israel to withdraw. Yan Buesha, VOA News, Al-Ba'af, Syria.
With that, let's take a brief break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our topic. Zimbabwe's traditional stores are struggling to stay afloat as customers flock to informal vendors to buy cheaper products amid a struggling economy. Meanwhile, the government says it is working to ensure it does not lose a critical tax revenue from informal business sales. Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare.
Like other Zimbabweans, 47-year-old Ed Nakatio buys her groceries from informal street vendors in Harare, who usually appear after hours to avoid the police.
These shops are cheaper than conventional shops. Plus, there are no queues. You pick your items, pay, and then you leave.
Economists say traditional stores are struggling to compete with vendors because Zimbabwe's new currency, the ZiG, or Zimbabwean gold, is fixed at 26.32 against the US dollar. But the money changers say the rate is around 40 ZiG per US dollar on the black market. Street vendor Takuzwa Saki agrees.
The fixed rate makes goods expensive in traditional shops, so shoppers end up coming to buy from us vendors.
Unlike informal markets, traditional shops are forced to accept the local currency. And shop owners say they must go on the black market for the US dollar to buy more stock. Economists say the Zimbabwe government is also losing important tax revenue from the informal market sales.
There is no country which has developed on the backbone of informal economy, and you get a point where you get to the government cannot have enough revenue to do government duties like your provision of education, provision of health and other stuff. So it's a failure.
Mayembe says retailers and wholesale operators are also struggling in Zimbabwe's economic environment. That includes a volatile currency and taxes, fees and regulations that retailers say make it difficult to stay afloat.
What we are currently calling for government is to intervene, and particularly our president, Dr. Emmerson Ndambuzo Mnangagwa, to rescue us from this situation that we are currently in, and rescue us of what's left of the formal retail and wholesale sector.
The Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers has asked the government to formalize the informal sector and create a more equitable environment for all sides. Meanwhile, officials say government agencies are working to register informal vendors.
So we want to increase our tax base and make sure that the fiscus gets what is due to it. Then we, to make sure that we actually tap on the informal sector as well, we have put up what we call the kiosks. These kiosks are basically through, they've got laptops and computers where informal traders can get access to our system and register without any challenge.
All informal traders that VOA spoke with said they were not aware of such registration. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
The Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers has raised the alarm following the recent closure of several outlets under the N. Richards Group, coupled with Spar Zimbabwe's decision to shut down Queensdale Spar, Choppies Zimbabwe's exit from the market, and Mohamed Musa's reduction of shop space by 60%. What does all this mean for young business people in Zimbabwe? To discuss this, we are joined by economic analyst from the Africa Center for Economic Justice, Ms. Chinai Moyo Mtambasere. Welcome to the show, Ms. Mtambasere.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We also have on the line a business person and a Bakers Association of Zimbabwe president, Mr. Wellington Payama. Welcome to the show, Mr. Payama.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Thank you. We will start with you, Mr. Mtambasere. What's your take on this issue, seeing that formal businesses seem to be crying that they are being driven out of business by the informal sector?
Okay, so whilst I acknowledge, obviously, what is happening in the formal retail sector in terms of, we've seen quite a lot of players leaving and exiting the Zimbabwe market. What I don't necessarily agree with is the fact that they are being driven out by the informal sector. I think this is hugely fallacious. It plays into the government idea of increasing tax and increasing through registration of informal sectors. What we have instead is a very weak domestic market attempting to operate on the backbone of very poor economic policies. We have a situation where the formal markets, because of their economies of scale, they rely on quite competitive factors of production, such as electricity. And where we have a situation where in Zimbabwe you cannot get necessarily reliable access to energy, you have to subsidize that through expensive means such as the use of generators that require fuel, even things like access to water. And what this means is they then lose out in terms of economies of scale, because to maintain a building, to maintain their assets, they really are incurring quite high expenses. And then when we now look at the informal sector, I believe if the informal sector was as buoyant as we are being made to believe, that multiplier effect in terms of the income that those people that are running the informal markets would be making would find its way back to the formal retail market. And because this isn't happening, I do not believe that there's that much profit being made in the informal sector, so much that the government can actually start to re-strategize their tax base based on the informal market. I think what is driving the formal retailers out of the Zimbabwe market is a combination of poor economic policies and a weakened domestic market, where we are seeing that, you know, wages are very low, they're not competitive. We have a devaluing local currency and hyperinflation caused by increased costs to the factors of production.
Thank you, Mr. Mtambasere. Mr. Payama, we heard Mr. Mtambasere speaking about some of the drivers that are affecting the formal sector in Zimbabwe. What's your take, seeing that the Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers has really raised the alarm to say there are a number of retailers that are closing and there is a problem? What's your take?
First of all, I think government should create a conducive environment for business to thrive. Secondly, is the issue of multi-currency regime that has been introduced in order to deal with monetary issues because of functions, what they term functions. Number three is the introduction of our money, which we value to, you know, like Ziggy. Since paid the 26, and then the actual parallel market is around 38. So you cannot plan whenever you're doing business in Zimbabwe. The environment is very, is not conducive to do business. That's number one. Number two, we have crisis of, like what the doc was saying, of electricity. We can't plan. You know, we use the foreign currency. At the end of the day, we are forced to sell it to this big thing. Then tax regime has been introduced with left, right, and center. You know, these small players, they are just nothing. But we are destroying the whole business because of taxes in that tax regime.
Thank you so much, Mr. Peyama. Ms. Ntambasere, we're looking at that. This problem is not new to Zimbabwe. It has been happening for a long time. And sometimes people then forget where it all started. Would you want to comment on where the country went wrong when it comes to business in Zimbabwe, especially looking at retailers and wholesalers? Where did Zimbabwe go wrong and what really needs to be done?
Okay, so the very first thing that government, if they were serious about progression in Zimbabwe, economic progression, would be to arrest the issue of corruption. We have had, for several years now, I think especially since 2016, issues of corruption that have resulted in a lot of leakage out of Zimbabwe. And what this means is that the government then doesn't have the right amount of budget to be able to invest in key aspects of the sectors of production, such as energy. As long as we can't have enough electricity to run our country, it will continue to be a very expensive resource. And whilst we might have very few kind of periods where we can get like a sort of boom in the energy sector, we will come back to the fact that the country cannot afford really to run the important industries. And when that happens, we then have an economy that relies usually on imports. You look at our budget, our 2025 budget. You know, we are leaning towards a country that relies significantly on imports. And with that, we need increased reserves. You cannot have increased reserves if you are having a high corruption and high leakage. So that's the first thing. The second thing was the debt overhang. Again, this means that any amount we have seen in recent years, even amounts that are set aside for infrastructure development, are having to be used to resource some of the debt interest. And as long as that is happening, we cannot move forward in the way of Wange Unit 7 and 8. Still, we are not meeting our 50% requirements in terms of electricity demand. And what has happened in terms of the debt overhang, that has relied on the political crisis, the elections. Because when we started the debt dialogue just before the 2023 August elections, part of that critical dependency of that was a successful election. And what we have seen since is that, you know, that has not happened. The debt dialogue has been arrested. There haven't been any further talks. So the country means we cannot invest in our infrastructure development. And that means our productivity as a country has not improved. We have not increased production. Therefore, we are not exporting. Therefore, we do not have enough money to be able to run our country. You look at our budget, 2025, I think we're something like, we are getting government revenue of around 7 million, where the country actually requires about 7 billion, where we require 38 billion. in order to sustain ourselves as a country.
And so thank you, Mr. Mtambasero. We'll come back to you. There is a caller on the line, and then we'll come back to you so that you finish on the point that you are talking on. Yebo, siyalambulela kuhlelo. Ngubani lo osinta lesinta lingaphi njalo?
Hello.
Yebo, linjani?
Siyaphila ba.
Yeah, lingenile kuhlelo. Ngubani lesinta lingaphi?
Ngithinta ngiseBotswana.
Yeah, lubona njani udaba esilukhangelana namhlanje olokuvala kwezitolo eziningi ezithengisa ke impahla etshiyeneyo kanye lokuswelakala kwempahla kumashelf ezitolo? Likubona njani lokhu baba?
Lokhu kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba masikubhekile thina sikhangelele ukuthi ukuvala kwezitolo ngesinye isikhathi bavala izitolo bekhangelele ukuthi umnotho welizwe akulamali ethenga emashophu. Imali yabo mayithenga ithenga kibo khona lapha eZimbabwe, naphandle kwelizwe ayithengi, ithelela khona lapho. So uzathengisa impahla yakho ngephepha, uqedela phana iphepha leliyana kusasa kuyavuka kuthiwa selitshintshile zisasebenzi.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Yeah, hayi. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu baba Dube ngombono wenu elingene lawo kuhlelo. Mr. Mtambasere, as you continue, we had a caller there who are saying the other challenge is that retailers are forced to trade in the Zimbabwe gold, and then which they cannot use to import goods from out of Zimbabwe. You can continue and also touch on that as well.
Okay, so the issue of using gold, I think as far as I'm aware, I've only ever observed that as part of the monetary policy. I am yet to meet someone who has been able to exchange their local currency for gold and then been able to use it in the shop, in the supermarket. I know that that was branded as part of the initially, as when the ZIG was initially launched, but I haven't seen this play out in the reality of the, you know, daily lives of Zimbabwean people. So I couldn't really comment to say, is that process worked? Those that do have access to gold, you know, this is something, again, that points to the corruption, the expropriation. You know, we've looked at our own mining production. We are actually running below what was predicted. We are contracting in terms of the mining sector. So, again, I don't believe that our economy at this point is relying on gold as a form of trade. And if it was, yes, that would be problematic because you'd have to have, you know, sufficient paperwork. You'd have to have the electronic point of sale that actually recognizes gold as a legal tender. You've got to be able to process it at the point of sale at the till. And I don't believe any tills in Zimbabwe have been set up to be able to do that. So, again, this is one of the policy inconsistencies that have plagued our monetary policy climate as well as our fiscus, where we have these pronouncements on gold being used as a form of trade or, you know, with digital coins. But the reality is that this does not really translate to the everyday transactions of the people of Zimbabwe. Rather, is there, these are modems of expropriation. They're actually being used to expropriate money out of the economy, and we're not seeing that money coming back.
Thank you, Mr. Mtambasere. Vapea matichizo kwa muri. Nema tamuziko aripo ayasemunu arimunezu mapizimusi. Tingati remangwa na reve chidiki varkupi nda omunezu mapizimusi. Raka naka ereka na tistarisa matamuziko arimo muzimbabu.
Tinoti tine zvirango zveupfumi zvine tinoshandisa mari dzakawanda wanda. So mukuwanda wanda kwekwe kwemari, haifungi panenge panoshaikwa kuti paita accountability, zvinoita kuti isusu tizotadza kuti tekereira tinobheka senyika rikure. Saka tine tichihwanda naiwo masanctions, asi tisingaprioritize zvinhu zvekutaurira zvinoita kuti zvisimudzire business semagesi. Saka hurumende ikasagadzirisa nyaya yeba tax avari kuintroduce zuwa nezuwa nekugadzirisa dambudziko zvakare currency ticharamba tichingoramba tichi ma business achifara ivo zvino hazvina kumira mushe nenyaya idzodzo topesera hedu taakurwa vakuru nevadiki tichiti uyu ndiye ari kunditorera business asi nyaya iripo ndeyekuti munhu vamunhu hamusati mani yatinoti conversation gare munhu yekuti tikwanise kuti tiite business zvinova zvinova zvinhu zvakanyatsorondera saka vechidiki handione vanhu tarisiro yekuzoita business rakajeka muno munyika saka muri kuona vana vese vachibuda vese vangekwanisa kukwana mukana vari kubuda munyika inyaya yekuti mumwe haigone kuronga remangwana rako uri panzvimbo nekuda iko zvino vanhu vari kupiwa mihoro yehurumende zvinonzimama iwo mazigi kuenda kumazigo kwacho kuti ukwire transport uite zvipi nezvipi hausokwanisa kuti mukwanise kudini kuzvishandisa saka taakuita machallenges isusu sebusiness kuti vanhu vava vakashaya mari nesuwo tinoshaya business.
Tinotenda vapeyama tava kupendera chirongwa Mutambasere nematambudziko aripo aya amataura uyezve nezvinoda kuti zvinge zvichiitwa muri kuona utungamiriri huchida here kuti hunge huchigadzirisa dambudziko iri kenisa political will iripo here yekugadzirisa matambudziko akatarisana nezvemabhizimusi azokonzera kuti vamwe mabhizinesi anga achivhara tichiona vamwe vachiita downscale sespa nana Ann Richards munoona paine hurumende inoda kuti inge ichigadzirisa here matambudziko aya.
Takatarisa pane zviri kuitika iko zvino handioni hurumende iri kuzama kuti matambudziko aya adzikire nekuti zvekutanga takataura nyaya yekuti monetary policy tine mari inonzi mari yedu yezig inenge zvakare tine mari yeus dollar hatina kumbobvira tanzwisisa sevanhu vanotarisa nyaya dzeikonomi kuti sei nyika yedu yakatanga kuita izvozvo zvemamultiple currency nekuti chekutangisisa ndicho chimwe chiri kuita kuti mari iite devalued munyika chiri kuita kuti upfumi husaenderera mberi zvakare takatarisa nyaya yeumwori hatisati taona kuti hurumende yedu iri kunatsoisa matana api kuti umwori huite ushoma hudzikire munyika kubva zvatakatanga kutaura nezvazvo kunyanyanyanya kubva kunana 2016 hapana zvati zvaitwa zvinoratidza kuti pachokwadi hurumende iyi ine zvairi kuda kugadzirisa zvakare takatarisa nyaya yedebt overhang vakauya kuzimbabwe avo vekuafrica development bank pamwe chete nemukuru vaJoakim Chisano vachitaura nyaya yekuti dai magadzirisa nyaya dzesarudzo muzimbabwe kuti tigotaurirana panyaya dzezvezvikwereti kuti kana tataurana nyaya iyoyo nyika yedu ichazowanawo mari yekuti mari iyi inenge ichiiswa mainfrastructure project asi hurumende haina kuda kugadzirisa ipapo so tinenge tichiona kuti hurumende yedu iyi pare zvino iri kuda kutoti ipanishe vanhu nenyaya yematax ichiti tichawedzera matax asi kunyange matax acho hangawedzereki kana vanhu vasiri kuwana mari kana income yakadzikira nyange mukati muri kuwedzera tax hazvizvi izvozvo zvichaunza upfumi munyika.
Tinotenda Mr. Mutambasere tichitenda zvekare vapeyama vakona kuti vapinde muchirongwa chedu chanhasi sivonga njalo avenelisi kuti vangene kuhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje lapa tisikhangela khona udubo oselukhona ngemva kokuba inhlanganiso ebona nyaza eyiyo ekhokhela abathengisayo isithi bakhangelane lo dubo lokuthi kulezitolo eziningi esezivala njalo ezinye izitolo zitholakala zingelampahla eningi sifuna njalo uhulumende ukuthi useqalile uhlelo lokuthi uzama ukuthi abophe labo abangena le mpahla ngongekho emthethweni ezama ukuthi ephathise lapha kodwa kungazi ukuthi ukuzaphathisa na konke lokho. Unfortunately isikhathi iso esithe sabaleka nguva ndo ya tiza asi kwanasi tinotenda kuti manga mwineso muchirongwa chedu and that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you all for joining us. Signing off in Washington, I am Chabakangu.